Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 63. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 33. Tonight, clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 57.
Mid-American Network News. The FBI is now assisting in the search for two missing women from southwest Kansas, for Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. Here's Hunter McKee with the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. What do we know so far?
What we know so far is that their vehicle was found by the Texas County Sheriff's Office, and this was near Highway 95 and Road L, area that is near the Kansas border, just south of the Kansas border. Their car was found parked on the side of the road there. The two women were gone, though.
OSBI will not release what evidence they found in the women's car. Abilene has placed third in USA Today's 10 Best Historic Small Towns. Abilene has placed in the top 10 list for the last 6 years. Abilene has also received awards and recognition from multiple publications like True West and the Smithsonian Magazine. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
The Dallas Police Department has issued an arrest warrant for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice concerning the six-car crash that happened in Texas City on March 30th. Rice, 23 years old, is wanted on one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. Theodore Knox, 21 years old, is also wanted on the same charges. Investigators say a number of people got out of the Lamborghini and the Corvette and left the crash scene without providing insurance information or even checking to see if anyone was hurt. Two Texas-based natural gas companies are being sued by Oklahoma, which alleges they fraudulently reduced gas supplies to send prices soaring during the winter storm. The lawsuits are Oklahoma's first against natural gas operators over earnings during the 2021 storm. The company denies the unfounded allegations. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. 38-year-old Nebraska man Anthony Ruinard Jr. has been indicted in the death of an 18-year-old Nebraska man who was stabbed, dismembered, and burned beyond recognition in a remote area of Arizona last year. Ruinard has been charged with felony counts of second-degree murder and abandonment or concealment of a dead body. He was originally arrested for the case last July and charged with first-degree murder and other counts. Another news, 41-year-old Grand Island woman Hoden Farah has been placed under arrest after police say she attempted to kill two workers at the USAID pharmacy. During the incident, she was saying that she planned to choke the workers until they died after originally visiting the pharmacy and leaving upset. A call was placed to the National Suicide Hotline from FARA. The police department says that officer showed great restraint by not using deadly force. FARA also attempted an escape before officers arrived. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last week and approved administrative personnel changes. Janine Debley moving to elementary principal. She'd been assistant principal and instructional coach. Jason Wheeler will move from elementary principal to assistant principal and activities director. No change was announced for Cole Fredrickson, who holds that post junior-senior high. Michael Downard was hired as special education teacher. School board approved adopting a clay target shooting sports program spring of next year. Fundraisers will be planned to help defray expenses, estimated at $300 to $400 for each participant who will provide their own shotgun. The program is sanctioned through the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Dealer Odell will join Beatrice Public Schools in a cooperative agreement for baseball next season. Perhaps five or six players have indicated interest, and an initial two-year period has been designated. Beatrice School District has chosen Philip Voigt as high school principal, replacing Jason Sutter, who has resigned after 36 years in education. Voigt was assistant principal at Beatrice High. The historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville will celebrate the 95th anniversary of the building Thursday, hosting a chamber and Main Street mixer, also open to the public 5:30 till 7 p.m. Ongoing restoration efforts continue, as the building is now used as a community event space and museum highlighting the railroad history in Marysville. Opening in 1929 as a passenger depot, it was designed by renowned architect Gilbert Stanley Underwood, who designed a number of Union Pacific properties, including the Overland Station in Topeka and the Union Station in Omaha. Abilene has a depot similar to Marysville. Underwood also went on to design a number of national park lodges. His work will be highlighted during the open house Thursday with a special display, All Roads to the West, which is in Marysville for a limited time engagement. Public encouraged to visit the depot Thursday evening, 5:30 till 7 p.m. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, including cheese, ground beef, and chicken drumsticks. This distribution is for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Harvesters Community Food Network will distribute commodities in Axtell Friday at noon at 6th and Elm. Commodities will be distributed in Washington Saturday beginning 9:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Annual Spring Health Fair is Saturday at Community Memorial Health Care in Marysville, with a $30 blood profile and $15 men's PSA test offered 6 to 10 a.m. Mount Calvary Lutheran Church will host a free will donation breakfast buffet in the church hall, open Saturday to the public as well from 6 to 10 a.m. 64th Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at Headstrom Hall in Marysville. Check-in begins at 7 a.m. Prom is Saturday at Frankfort, the Promenade at 5:30, and Axtell High School also has prom Saturday. Marysville Area Community Theater spring play, The Secret Garden, will be Friday and Saturday evenings at 8, with a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. St. John's Catholic School at Hanover annual benefit auction is Saturday evening in the school gym. Brian Tobins with Bike Across Kansas will be our public affairs guest this weekend as he talks about the annual event coming up in June, which will include an overnight stop in Frankfort this year on June 17th. Tune for the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Norman W. Losey, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 3 p.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Norman Losey. Vern R. Sonny Cothran, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sonny Cothran. Gloria A. Sheets, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Services to be announced at a later date with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gloria Sheets.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for a day of fun and excitement on Saturday, April 13th for Seneca's first ever shop and stroll event. Beginning at 10 a.m., bring your friends for a day filled with shopping, sampling, and special activities. Discover unique finds, enjoy specials, and sample delights from local stores. From fashion to home decor, gift shops, and more, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience that showcases the spirit of Seneca, Kansas. Mark your calendars for April 13th and join us for the Seneca Shop and Stroll. For more information, visit comeseeseneca.com. We'll see you there.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Northwest winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine and calmer throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny and a bit breezy into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-80s, south winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Then staying mostly clear and breezy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s, southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine and even warmer into Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s, and staying clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s, southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting up to 25. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s, and more showers likely Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature mid-April 65, record high on this date 92, the average low 41, and the record low 23. Sunset this evening 8:01, sunrise in the morning at 6:55.
Were you around on April 11th of 1954? If you were, you probably wouldn't remember it. We'll tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 11th, the 102nd day of the year. Fashion designer Oleg Cassini was born on this day, and 54 years ago, Apollo 13 lifted off from Cape Kennedy. 16 years prior to that event, April 11th of 1954, may have been the most boring day of the 20th century. That's according to a historian who developed a computer algorithm to account for notable events, famous births and deaths, milestones in sports, the arts, politics, and more. The conclusion? Nothing of significance happened on that day. The researcher does concede that boring is a subjective term and that a more accurate description would be uneventful. Either way, we'd be just fine with a few more uneventful days like that April 11th in the 1950s. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Get ready for a day of fun and excitement on Saturday, April 13th for Seneca's first ever shop and stroll event. Beginning at 10 a.m., bring your friends for a day filled with shopping, sampling, and special activities. Discover unique finds, enjoy specials, and sample delights from local stores. From fashion to home decor, gift shops, and more, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience that showcases the spirit of Seneca, Kansas. Mark your calendars for April 13th and join us for the Seneca Shop and Stroll. For more information, visit comeseeseneca.com. We'll see you there.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball may be over across the state of Kansas for this season, but that doesn't mean we're not gearing up for the 2024 and 25 basketball season already, as Kansas State women's team has announced that Ioka Lee will be returning to be the center again for the K-State women's basketball season.
I texted Beck and Gabby first, and I was like, you know, I loved our senior night so much. I just wanted to have another. And then my teammates, I was just like, you know, I think we need to get a conference championship.
I think Yoki's one of those players that going into next year that will have an opportunity to be the face of women's basketball. Certainly you look at Beckers and you look at Juju Watkins, and Yoki's certainly in that category.
Lee does hold the program's record for career blocks, rebounds, and double-doubles for the team. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tuffy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Midwest Pain Relief Center. We are an integrated medical clinic located in Milton, Kansas, helping patients find lasting relief from joint pain. Our team of expert providers are using the most innovative and proven techniques to help our patients find relief every day. If you are looking for answers to your joint pain, we could be the answer you've been looking for. Call 620-478-2878 to schedule a consultation. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit us on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. You can also find us on Facebook.
Bad news for current NBA player and former Kansas Jayhawk basketball player Ben McLemore, as he's been arrested and booked into the Clackamas County Jail with accusations of first-degree rape and other sex crimes. WIBW reports that according to the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office website, that McLemore faces charges of first-degree rape, first-degree unlawful sexual penetration, and second-degree sexual abuse. The player had been picked up in the first round of the seventh pick for the 2013 NBA draft out of Kansas University, as he played for the Sacramento Kings, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Houston Rockets, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Portland Trail Blazers. He had played for the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team back in the 2012 and 2013 season, helping Kansas make it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament for that year. In other news, the Arkansas Razorbacks basketball team has officially hired John Calipari as the men's new basketball coach as of earlier this week. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run for Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
From spring baseball and softball to track and field plus golf, stay up to date on everything happening in the Twin Valley League with the TVL Rundown every Wednesday on KNDY. Catch me, Max Blaski, and the TVL Sports Spotlight's own Jeff Wirtz as we highlight all the area teams and athletes every week. The TVL Rundown, airing every Wednesday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours on KNDY and available as a podcast at knduyradio.com.
Improve your health and elevate your mood with a mindful walk in the woods. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Known as forest bathing, the goal of this practice is to slow down and become immersed in nature. It's not a strenuous hike, but rather a slow walk on a gentle path, engaging all five senses along the way. Turn the cell phone off and listen to the birds, smell the scents that fill the air, and experience all aspects of the surrounding woodlands. Engaging in nature helps clear your mind of clutter as you relax into the moment. The practice of forest bathing began in Japan in the 1980s, but the benefits of nature have long been known and shared in writings by John Muir, William Shakespeare, and more. Studies found forest bathing reduces blood pressure and stress. It increases focus, energy levels, and improves sleep and much more. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Germany is often known for its breweries, and when immigrants sailed to the New World, they often brought that beer-making knowledge with them. That was the case for a place between Austin and Houston, where one enterprising German set up his business. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Near LaGrange, Texas, you'll find a natural landmark that an early pioneer recognized as a place he might just call home.
Krisha Heinrich came to Texas, came in through Galveston like so many Texas Germans did. As he was traveling through this area, he saw great opportunity because we are on a very unusual bluff that is 200 feet above the Colorado River, and he saw a lot of raw material for his craft. He was a stonemason.
There was already a small German community here, and he soon found plenty of work as a stonemason.
He got really great contracts for building the county jail, the county courthouse, buildings downtown. Of course, he built his house. He started out with a small house, then kept adding on, so it's a rather large three-story house now. And they were not exactly sure what got him into the brewing industry. Maybe there was a need.
And as Marcia Hendricks alludes to, it was the brewing business that was soon part of Mr. Heinrich's ventures.
It was the third largest brewing business in Texas. So he was very successful, and lots of folks in this area enjoyed his beer. And he also had a ferry that ran across the Colorado River, so he had a way to transport it. He built a road to help transport it.
In the 1870s, this was a two-story stone structure that was brewing and shipping beer to many places in the area. The state historic site here protects the story and what is left of that brewery.
What you do see today are the different portions, the rooms, the stairways, the cistern. One room that's fully intact, that is in ground, and it was where they would chill the beer and store it until it was shipped. And that room is a really cool room.
Today you can see his stone home and the ruins of the brewery, plus be a part of many events held here throughout the year. Traveling the countryside in LaGrange, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Multiple
Plantiflora rose may look pretty, but it's an invasive weed. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This prickly shrub spreads rapidly, and it takes extra effort to get rid of it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Multiflora rose is a prickly, vigorous shrub with long stems and thorns. It's native to Japan and was brought to the United States as a rootstock for ornamental roses. But this invasive plant grows aggressively and snuffs out other vegetation. Birds nibble on its fruit and spread the seeds everywhere. Multiflora rose isn't good nesting habitat either because of its thorns. In fact, it used to be planted around prisons to prevent inmates from escaping. This shrub can grow up to 10 feet tall in pastures, prairies, and woodlands, anywhere the land isn't turned over. Iowa State Extension weed specialist Bob Hartzler says you can dig it out or try brush herbicides.
These are used primarily as foliar applications. The best time for them is in the spring after the roses have fully leafed out, but before they bloom. And these basically are the same herbicides that people would use in their lawns to control dandelions and other broadleaf weeds. But because multiflora rose is a woody plant, use higher rates than we would use for dandelions.
Because the stems touch the ground, they will set new roots. Hartzler says attack the plant when it's small.
They are ignored, and so they grow larger. Then it becomes much harder to kill just because of the size. It's very difficult when you go out to try to spray them. It's hard to get good coverage because they can get so large. Acting quickly when you first spot them invading an area is the key to keeping the problem simple to deal with.
One treatment won't do it because seeds can live up to 10 years in the soil. Learn more about fighting multiflora rose at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be an auction including woodworking tools, collectibles, trucks, mower, and an ATV for the Dick Ticket Office date, Saturday, April 13th, sale at 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton in Beatty. Tools to include a lathe, tabletop planer, drum sander, router table, table saw, band saw, miter saw, lots of walnut chunks, two pallets of assorted hardwood, 4x8-foot utility trailer with ramp, aluminum ATV ramps, pickup toolbox. Collectibles include over 50 handmade wood bowls, cups, and other items, 3-gallon Red Wing crock, two trunks, furniture to include 4 3-piece full-size bedroom sets, including chest of drawers, 3 oversized Lazy Boy recliners, 19-cubic-foot refrigerator, older washer and dryer, a chest freezer. Selling at noon, a 2019 Ford F-150, four-wheel drive, four-door pickup, fifth-wheel hitch, original owner, 56,000 miles, a 95 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive, 145,000 miles, 2007 Yamaha 660 4x4 ATV with winch, and a 2021 42-inch 22-horse John Deere riding mower. This state auction for Dick Ticketoff, Saturday, April 13th, 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton and Beatty. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
In the fight against hunger, women farmers could move the needle if they had a little help. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In this International Year of the Woman Farmer, a global hunger initiative known as Feed the Future is advocating on behalf of women farmers globally. It's a mix of governments, nonprofits, and private enterprise. Dina Esposito works for USAID, a government agency, and with Feed the Future.
In the last decade, where Feed the Future has worked, we see poverty, hunger, and child stunting declining by 20 to 25%. Children's diets improved, clear evidence on women's empowerment through access to resources and household decision making. All of this in spite of the shocks and stresses and in spite of a growing population.
Esposito referred to a couple of recent reports from the United Nations showing how men and women farmers are treated differently.
The data is not just interesting and compelling, but it should make us all mad. I mean, really mad. Let's get a little bit under our skin to commit ourselves to say, this is not just the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do. 45 million fewer people would not be hungry if women had just the same access to resources as men in the agri-food system. Not more, just the same.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hayden Outdoors Real Estate will be selling 190 acres rolling Nebraska pasture land with exceptional recreational and cattle production opportunity Thursday, April 18th. Property located 3.5 miles northwest of Fairbury. Majority native grassland, hardwood, and cedar tree habitats with excellent fencing and a new solar well centrally located on the property. View the auction listing at haydenoutdoors.com or contact listing broker Gene Bach 402-520-5140. Online auction opens April 15th. Live auction Thursday, April 18th starts 10 a.m. on the Bricks in February. Sale pending seller confirmation with close in 30 days or less.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Thursday, now April 11th of the 2024 year, as we will shift away from the agricultural news sector. And at these times, we will take a look at soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth across the state of Kansas, as, of course, we are getting into planting season. And we will also, like today, have the USDA Weekly Crop Progress Recap, as we'll take a look across not only the United States, but, of course, the Sunflower State, as the USDA Weekly Crop Progress Report for corn at the planted progress currently at 3% complete compared to last week's 2% and right on the same average of last year, 3%. USDA's weekly crop progress report for cotton, planted progress is currently at 5%, which is up from last week's 3% and right on par from compared to a year ago at 5% as well. Sorghum compared to last year, right on cue as well, as the progress report currently is at 13% compared to last week's 11%. Now, talking about rice, as we see the current crop progress report for planted progress at 23% compared to last week's big jump, 12%, and compared to a year ago, right on cue of 21%. Now, in talking emergence of rice, currently the progress is at 11% compared to last week's 7%, and a bit lower than a year-over-year percentage at 12%. Taking a look now at oats, as we talk about the crop progress report for planting progress is currently at 34% complete compared to last week's 30%, and compared to a year ago, much higher as well at 27%. Now, in terms of emergence, currently it's at 26% complete compared to last week's 25%, which is why on a year-over-year average of 25%. Talking about the wheat markets now, winter wheat-headed progress is at 6% complete compared to last week's 4%, and right on cue of last year's 7%. The crop conditions report shows winter wheat was 56% good to excellent, 32% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
To have healthy livestock, you also need healthy hay and pastures. If weeds aren't controlled, you'll see reduced forage quality on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Weeds are vermin in a hay field. They compete for nutrients, reduce yield and quality, and cause toxicity issues. Paul Gonzalez is an ag extension agent at North Carolina State University. He says a weed is anything in the field that you don't want there. Your line of defense starts by knowing the offenders and the time of year they show up.
If it's a warm season, then it's going to be coming every year in warm season, like, let's say, pigweed. If it's a cool season weed, let's say dock, it's going to come up every fall. So you need to kind of learn which ones are cool seasons, which ones are warm seasons, because even with control, you're going to have some of the same weeds every year. So you need to know, okay, it's turning September, October, I need to start looking for some cool season weeds to come in.
He recommends consulting with your local extension agent. Pre- and post-emergent herbicides are excellent weapons, but it's extremely important to check the product labels. Make sure you're applying the rates recommended for the weeds you're trying to kill, and to observe any withdrawal or restriction times.
A lot of them will have zero grazing restrictions. Some of them may have a short grazing restriction. Just about all of them are going to have a haying restriction. And depending on your species, there are some products, if you happen to be grazing dairy cattle, that have a 365-day withdrawal. So you need to make sure to check that before you use a product, because you don't want to get caught off guard and realize I've got to wait, 3 months before I can turn anything back on this pasture.
Give your hayfield the advantage with the right soil nutrients and pH levels. Weeds are more likely to take over if forage plants are under stress. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about weed control in hayfields at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it's been quite the shift here this morning. After a mixed start in the grains and oil seeds, we're now seeing quite a bit of pressure, mostly in response to today's USDA WASDE report, as well as to the Brazilian and Argentinian crop reports coming out, lower than the estimate previously had expected. We'll get to the grains and oil seeds in a minute, and a turnaround in the livestock as the cattle markets have turned positive now. April live cattle back up 80 cents to 179.87. June up 82 to 173.67. Feeder cattle, same story. April contract up 42 cents to 238.70. May's up $1.32 at 237.85. Now, the April lean hogs contract is lower, down 27 at 91.47, but higher beyond that, including May up 72 cents, trading at 97.27. And as I had mentioned, it's turned all red all throughout the grains and oil seeds now. May corn down 5.5 at 428 and 3/4. July's down to 441 a bushel. That's a loss of 4 3/4 on the day. Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat are double digit lower. May KC wheat down 11 at 583.5. July's down 9 at 578.75. Now the light spots here this morning into the afternoon has been the oats, as the May contract currently up 7 3/4 to 345.5. Soybeans slightly lower today. May beans down 4 at 1160 3/4. July's down 4 3/4 to 1173.25. May soybean meal higher today, up 280 at 333.70, but a triple-digit drop for the oil market. May soybean oil down 129 points at 46.31. Similar story for cotton. May cotton down 146 at 83.85. A stroll down Wall Street here as we inch through the lunch hour. The S&P rebounding slightly after the sell-off as sticky inflation keeps investors on edge. Currently up 34 points at 5,194. The Dow Jones back slightly higher, up 25 at 38,486. And the NASDAQ up 207, trading at 16,378. Lastly, the dollar index still slightly higher. June dollar up 6 at 105.09.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Champions Livestock Judging Camp helps develop experienced youth looking to improve their evaluation and oral reasons abilities. K-State Livestock Judging Coach Peyton Dahmer explains the level of skill and kind of evaluator this camp caters to.
Our judging camps are really designed for those, you know, students that have a little bit of a prior experience with livestock evaluation, but are looking to take their skills to the next level. So maybe they're looking to qualify for a state competition, or maybe they've already done that and they're looking to go to a national competition. We allow those campers to come in. We cover all species and really try to hone in on more than just some of the basic fundamentals, but really start to work on more advanced things like oral reasons, and helping get those campers ready for some of those big competitions. We typically set our kind of minimum age, if you will, at 14, knowing that we may have some 10-year-olds that have multiple, you know, contests under their belt. And so we kind of let that be up to the participant as to what they detail their experience level as.
He relays the merit of attending the camps.
A lot of students get a ton of value out of these camps, you know, whether they are going on to collegiate livestock judge or not. Obviously, they want to be successful in their FFA CDEs or at their 4-H state competitions. But more than anything, some of the skills that livestock judging develops, regardless of their end goal, I think is important. And so we really hone in on, you know, try to keep things very industry relevant at our camps. We get to see a lot of livestock and focus a lot on oral reasons, which is probably one of the most beneficial things for those kids. Public speaking is a big fear for a lot of young people, and so really getting to work on that for 3 days helps them tremendously.
Dahmer discusses registration details for the livestock judging camps.
Registration for both of our camps. Camp 1 is held June 3rd through the 5th. That's a Monday through Wednesday. Camp 2 will be held June 10th through the 12th, another Monday through Wednesday of the following week. Registration for both of those will open up April 1st. And so this is a first-come, first-served camp. We cap both camps at 70 participants. And so once we reach that 70 mark, we will have to close them. For each participant, it is a $350 registration fee. That covers, obviously, their participation in the camp, as well as all of their housing. And so we're lucky to work with K-State Housing and Dining to allow those students to be housed here on campus. That's included in that registration fee, as well as all of their meals while they're here at the camp. And then a K-State Livestock Judging Steno to utilize while they're here.
That was K-State Livestock Judging Coach Peyton Dahmer on the upcoming Champions Livestock Judging Camps being held at Kansas State University on June 3rd through the 5th and June 10th through the 12th. Learn more at www.asi.k-state.edu under the Extension tab. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You're invited to Valley Vet Supply Spring Days Friday and Saturday with huge sales, door prizes, health tips, and a free lunch. An all-beef hot dog meal provided by Lanco. This Friday, 11 to 5, Saturday, 11 to 3, it's Valley Vet Spring Days at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Don't miss the savings. Take advantage of the prizes and more. Enjoy a free lunch Friday and Saturday. Friday, 11 to 5, Saturday, 11 to 3 at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Inflation worries continue to rattle Wall Street. Headed into the midday, the Dow Jones had fallen another 212 points to around 38,249. The S&P was down a fraction. The NASDAQ composite had gained 0.3%. The Dow may be down, but wholesale inventories are headed up. The Commerce Department says stocks at wholesalers rose 1.5% last month. Inventories are a key part of the nation's GDP and can help to fuel more growth. Facing lawsuits from riders who have been assaulted by drivers, Uber is introducing new safety features. They include the ability to make encrypted audio recordings of the ride and allowing passengers to automatically share their location with friends or family. And Target is targeting skip scanners, shoplifters who intentionally fail to scan some items at self-checkout and then walk out with them. The system called TrueScan can detect anything near a kiosk that has not been scanned, and it'll then release an audio and visual cue. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialist puts you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
KNDY.